Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich with Aligned Performance, and I am really excited about the topic today because it's something that everyone can relate to. Before I start, I want to remind you that you can always drop me an email at laz@alignedperformance.com. I'd love to hear your comments and your experience with any of the topics that we talk about on the show. I love this topic because it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, if you're in the beginning of your career, if you're thinking of retiring or selling a business, if you're in transition, you're going to be able to relate to what we're talking about today. This topic is our big butts. It's about how we tend to tell ourselves these stories that keep us from having the things that we want in our life. This is a universal statement that I'm making about people. And you use different words, we use different expressions. But here's the thing, we tell ourselves stories, and I call them your big butts. I'm sure you've heard that before. And these are the things that hold us back. Let's say that you're interested in starting a new business. Maybe you're a great pastry chef, and people have told you, gosh, you are a great pastry chef. Or maybe you're a great electrician, and you really know your stuff. And you know in your mind that you can start a business doing that thing, but you butt yourself out of it. But I don't have an education. But there's so many people doing this. But I don't have the credit. How could I ever get a small business loan? These are just stories that we tell ourselves, and we tell ourselves these stories to protect ourselves. That is the mind's job. Our mind's job is to keep us from falling down, to keep us safe. And in today's world, that means not stepping too far out of our comfort zones so that we don't trip and fall. You know, in the days when we were making fire with two sticks and we were running from saber-toothed tigers, that trigger in our brain that kept us safe was really, really helpful. And today, we don't have that kind of threat. We have social threats, and we have other things that make us feel not safe and not secure or not good about ourselves. And that's where these big butts come from. I was listening to an interview the other day with Jillian Michaels. You know who she is? She is the woman on the reality show that helps people get into shape, and she's kind of a tyrant. She really gets on people and pushes them to work harder and to lose weight, and people love her at the end, but man, they hate her in the beginning. So in this interview that she was talking with someone and sharing kind of intimate thoughts, which I really admired about her, and she admitted that when she first started her show, she had these butts going through her mind, you know, but I don't have the education, but who am I to talk about this stuff? You know, I don't have a kinesthesiology degree hanging on my wall, and even people that we know and we see as people we admire, people who've accomplished something, they too have experienced these big butts. So it's natural. What matters is how you overcome it. If you're not familiar with Vince Poncente, check him out. It's Vince, P-O-N-S-C-E-N-T-E. His story is amazing. Here's a guy who's never been on skis before, who set a goal for himself to be on the Olympic team in Canada. And he could have butted himself all day long. I don't have a coach, but I don't have any experience, but I don't even know how to speed ski. And yet he set this goal for himself. And you know what? He accomplished it. He set records. He got onto that Olympic team. And this was someone who had every butt in the book not to do that thing and accomplish that goal. And he did. Check out Vince's story. Very, very inspiring. And, you know, I keep using that word story because that's what it is. It's a story that we tell ourselves. And, you know, you can be telling yourself the story of the opposite. You can be telling yourself, yes, I am an Olympic skier. Yes, I am a reality TV star. Yes, I am the president and CEO of my own business. Yes, I did get that big client last week when I went in and blew them away with my knowledge and my expertise. Whatever it is that you are butting yourself about, tell yourself a different story. Tell yourself the story of how you accomplished that goal, how you won over that client, how you asked for that promotion and you got it, because it's all in Your mind. Your mind is trying to protect you and keep you safe. If you don't allow those buts to come in, you can accomplish what it is that you're setting out to do. I'll share with you something about myself that not too many people know. It was when I was first starting my business, Aligned Performance. It was in 2004, and I had just moved to Colorado. I didn't know anyone. I just left my family, my friends, everything I knew back in Connecticut. And here I am driving up to my new home in Colorado at the foot of the Rockies, and I was excited, and I decided to start my business because I wanted to keep doing what I was doing, which was a lot of corporate training and leadership development and coaching people in businesses of different sizes. And I had this big but looming over me. My big but was, but I'm so young. Who is going to believe that I have enough experience to help them in their business? And you know what I realized was the more I could push that down and you know, I would acknowledge it, that was a fear of mine, but I was able to overcome it by just moving forward and talking to people. And the more I talked with people and showed my experience and my knowledge and where I'd been, then I was able to gain their trust. But for a long time, you know, I had that big butt looming over me and overcame it. And I'm so glad that I was able to push through it, because here it is many years later, Aligned Performance is alive and well, and I'm very happy for it. So I encourage you and I invite you to look at what butts are holding you back in your life and how you can plow through it and tell yourself a different story and turn that around. And I know that's hard to do, is just, oh, think differently. Yeah, that's great and easy. Well, I'm going to give you a tool to do that, because that'll make it much easier for you. And this is something I learned long ago, and I still use the tool today because it's that useful and powerful. And I actually learned it in a Tony Robbins seminar, and some of you are saying, yeah, I love Tony, and some of you just rolled your eyes, and that's okay, because here's the thing. The stuff he teaches works, and he's brilliant in my mind. So here's what I do when I have some of those big butts lingering in my mind, is to give it some energy, you know, put it on paper and write out, but I'm afraid of failing, but I'm afraid of success, but I can't do this now because the kids are out of school, or but the kids are in school, and that's your butt, and or maybe, but it's not perfect. Whatever that thing is, write it down on a piece of paper. Then the next step is to cross it out with a vengeance, like tear it till you rip the paper. So that leaves space for you to write the new truth or the new story that you can tell yourself. But I am an expert at this, and no one will do it the way I'm going to do it. And sure, people have talked about this topic before, or people run wires every day in homes. Why am I so different? Because I bring that extra level of customer service or that extra level of knowledge, and I'm willing to do what the competition is not willing to do. Write out that whole new story that is going to override that butt when it comes into your mind. And that's what you're going to hold on to. And that's what you're going to believe and carry into your day with you. That's what I wanted to say about butts, this universal word that tends to hold us back, which is just a story that keeps us protected. It's our mind doing its job. And you can create a new story and a new future for yourself. I'm Leanne Zaharovich. Again, you've been listening to Small Business Matters. You can get more entrepreneur resources and information for small business owners online at alignedperformance.com. That's all for now. We'll see you next time.